I'm going to wrap this evening up on a question that's come through, and it provides a nice segue into your stock picks. In fact, both of your stock picks this evening. Mark, is PSG a buy after the unbundling?
Yes, we do think PSG is a buy. We like the business that the Matton family have built. We like the businesses that are housed within PSG. It's trading at a 40% discount to its sum of the parts. When you think of a more fairer discount, would be at the 25% level. So I think short term you can get a nice re-rating, and we've seen some of that come through today. And then we like the businesses that they've invested in. We think that they have a good approach and that they invest in businesses that have a large room to grow, and they are typically well run with good management teams. And I think in the long term, from a South African focus point of view, if you want exposure to South Africa, I think the PSG team will allocate capital in an efficient manner, and I think that you will get a nice return out of your holding.
Okay, I know that consensus coming through from your side too, Chantal. Anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think my view is a little bit more short-term. I definitely think that discount has gone way too far. And the businesses within the PSG stable have actually weathered this COVID-19 storm quite well. Stadio and Curro came out with pretty decent results. And if you are still able to grow your underlying earnings when the world is basically coming to an end, I think that really shows the mettle of those companies. So, I mean, I think longer term, there might still be a few instances where you'll have to allocate additional capital, or PSG will have to allocate additional capital. But certainly, it really does look too cheap, even after a nice bounce today.
Let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Chantal Marks from FNB Wealth and Investments, and Mark Detoy from Oystercatcher Investments as well. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.